We welcome you to this week's service from Morrisville United Methodist Church. In this week's sermon entitled Stepping Out of the Boat, Pastor Glass focuses on the story of the apostles when they were on the water. A storm came, and Jesus came to them in the midst of the storm. Peter stepped out in faith and was able to walk on water. But what about the apostles that stayed in the boat? Was Jesus also with them? We will now find out as we join Pastor Glass with this week's service.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to Morrisville United Methodist Church. My name is Beth Glass, and I'm the pastor here. And I am truly honored that you are joining us for worship today, whether you are here in person or joining us online. I pray that everybody will find this to be a warm and welcoming experience that draws us closer to God and closer to one another. If you're new to our church family, I'd like to extend a special word of welcome to you. And if you are new to our church family and you're joining us in person, I would draw your attention to the visitor cards that you can find in the pew rack. If you'd like to fill out the card with whatever information you're comfortable sharing, we'd be grateful for that as it gives us an opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. If you do choose to fill out one of the cards, we invite you to hold on to it until following the worship service. And at that time, you can place the card in the offering plate that is on the altar or in the offering jar that's in the entranceway, and we thank you for that. If you're new to our church family and you're joining us online, again, we welcome you and we're glad that you're here. And if you'd like to take a minute to introduce yourself to us, we invite you to do that. If you're joining us via Facebook, you can use the chat feature, or you can send an email to the church office and let us know a little bit about who you are and where you're from. Our office email address is morrisvilleumc@verizon.net. There are a lot of things going on in the life of our church, and I do encourage you to follow us on Facebook or to visit our church website so you can stay up to date with upcoming events and activities. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to worship at Morrisville United Methodist Church. My name's Beth Glass. I'm the pastor here, and I am truly honored that you are joining us for worship today, whether you are here in person or joining us online. I pray that everybody will find this to be a warm and welcoming experience that draws us closer to God and closer to one another. If you're new to our church family, I'd like to extend a special word of welcome to you. And if you are new to our church family and you're joining us in person, I also would draw your attention to the visitor cards that you can find in your pew racks. If you'd like to fill out one of the cards and provide whatever information you're comfortable sharing, we'd be glad for that as it gives us an opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. If you do choose to fill out one of the cards, we invite you to hold on to it until after the worship service. And at that time, you can place it in the offering plate on the organ or in the offering jar in the entranceway. If you're new to our church family and you're joining us online, welcome. And we invite you to take a minute to introduce yourself to us. You can do that using the chat feature through Facebook, or you can send an email to the church office and tell a little bit about yourself. Our office email address is morrisvilleumc@verizon.net. There are a lot of things going on in the life of our church, and I do encourage you to follow us on Facebook or to visit our church website so you can stay up to date with upcoming events and activities.
Good morning. Good morning. This morning's reading comes from Genesis 37, verses 1 through 4, and then verses 12 through 28. Jacob settled in the land where his father had lived as an alien, the land of Cana. These are the descendants of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was shepherding the flock with his brothers. He was a helper to the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought a bad report to them, to their father, or bad report of them to their father. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him an ornamented robe. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. Now his brothers went to pasture their flocks near Shechem. And Israel said to Joseph, "Are not your brothers pasturing their flock at Shechem? Come, I will send you to them," he answered. "Here I am." So he said to them, "Go now, see if it is well with your brothers and with the flock, and bring word back to me." So he sent him from the valley of Hebron. He came to Shechem. And a man found him wandering in the fields, and a man asked him, "What are you seeking?" "I am seeking my brothers," he said. "Tell me, please, where are they pasturing the flock?" The man said, "They've gone away, for I heard them say, 'Let us go to Dothan.'" So Joseph went after his brothers, and he found them at Dothan. They saw him from a distance, and before he came near to them, they conspired to kill him. They said to one another, "Here comes this dreamer. Come now, let us kill him and throw him in one of the pits. Then we shall say that a wild animal has devoured him, and we shall see what becomes of his dreams." But when Reuben heard it, he delivered him out of their hands, saying, "Let us not take his life." Reuben said to them, "Shed no blood. Throw him into the pit here in the wilderness, but lay no hand on him, that he might rescue him out of their hands and restore him to his father." So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the ornamented robe that he wore, and they took him and threw him into a pit. The pit was empty. There was no water in it. Then they sat down to eat, and looking up, they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead with their camels carrying gum, balm, and resin on their way to carry it down to Egypt. Then Judah said to his brothers, "What profit is it if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites and not lay our hands on him, for he is our brother, our own flesh." And his brothers agreed. When some Midianites traders passed by, they drew Joseph up, lifted him out of the pit, and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they took Joseph to Egypt. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
And now, today's message.
Our gospel reading for today comes from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." This is the word of God for the people of God. You may be seated, please. So I do want to welcome all of you again as we are gathered for worship today. I am truly glad that you are here, and I hope each of us will find something in our time together that helps us connect more closely with Jesus and more closely with each other. If you look at the screen or at the bulletin, you will see that the title of my sermon today is Getting Out of the Boat. My plan was to look at the gospel lesson that we just heard, where Jesus is walking on water and Peter gets out of the boat to walk towards him. And in the 33 years that I have been preaching, I've probably preached on this passage or similar ones that are found in Mark and John's Gospels over 30 times. And typically, my sermons have focused on fairly traditional themes from today's lesson. They look at Peter's experience as he steps out of the boat. And so one of the themes is based really on a book by the pastor John Ortberg, who wrote a book that was called, "If You Want to Walk on Water, You Have to Get Out of the Boat," right? And it's a theme that emphasizes the role of faith when we take risks to do what we sense God is calling us to do. It's an important theme. Sometimes we do have to step out of the boat. We're out of our comfort zones in order to be faithful.
Sometimes what I have focused on and said is that when we are facing the storms of life, it's important to keep our eyes on Jesus. It was when Peter noticed the wind and the rain and took his eyes off Jesus that he began to sink. And keeping our eyes on Jesus is also a really important theme. In fact, if you were to combine two hymns, you could say, when the storms of life are raging, turn your eyes upon Jesus. It's an important theme. But then on Friday afternoon, I heard a sermon from a Cooperative Baptist pastor whose name is Bob Fox. And he offered me a new way to look at this passage. His message was entitled, Stay in the Boat. So we're going to explore a couple of those themes today, but before we go any further, I invite you to pray with me. Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. When I was a little girl, my grandfather Greaves had a painting in his office study. It was done in black and white, and it had a small sailboat on it with waves all around it. And then the words said, O Lord, thy sea is so vast, and my boat is so small. They are the beginning words of a prayer that's called the Breton Fisherman's Prayer. And they are words that remind us of the vastness of God's power in comparison with our limitations. And I think those words pair very well with the gospel lesson for today. The disciples, many of whom are skilled fishermen, have been compelled by Jesus to take the boat out onto the Sea of Galilee. A strong wind arises and the sea moves from a gentle rocking motion to swells that push them away from the shore. And I imagine that they were feeling like the sea was so vast and their boat was so small. As they're battling the wind and the waves, they see Jesus coming towards them, walking on the water, and they're not sure if it is Jesus. They wonder if it's a ghost. Peter, perhaps looking for proof after Jesus identifies himself, says, "If it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus, who meets him in his doubt and his confusion, invites him, saying, "Come." Sometimes when the sea is vast and our boat feels small, sometimes we need to know that it is Jesus who is coming toward us. So Peter steps out of the boat, and for a few astonishing minutes, Peter does the impossible. He walks on the water toward Jesus. But when he notices the strength of the wind, he becomes frightened and begins to sink, and he cries out, "Lord, save me!" And immediately Jesus reaches out and catches him. Sometimes when the sea is vast and our boat feels small, sometimes we need to know that it is Jesus who is reaching out to us. Those are all important lessons, but I want to shift our focus now from looking at Peter and his experience getting out of the boat and focus on the 11 disciples who stayed in the boat. The boat that kept them safe, and the boat that held them all together. Did you know that in the early church, one of the symbols for church was in fact a boat? Do you know that the area between the foyer and the altar in the church is called the nave? And it is from the Latin, the same root word that from which we get navy and naval. It refers to the image of the church as a boat. And I think sometimes when the sea feels vast and our boat feels small, maybe we need to stay in the boat, in this gathered community of faith, in this space where we can care for one another and support one another and be together. Now, that doesn't mean we stay in the harbor in this boat, right? Because that's not what ships were built for. They were built to go out into the deep waters, but we travel out into the deep waters together. We travel as a crew to do what God is calling us to do. And when we go, we can know that Jesus will go with us in the boat. Our Wednesday small group recently completed a study that is written by Pastor Adam Hamilton. It's entitled The Message of Jesus. And in the book, Adam Hamilton describes a visit to his mother-in-law, who was in a nursing home with dementia. As with many dementia patients, evenings were especially difficult for her. And Adam says that she found great comfort in this passage of scripture. She pictured Jesus saying to her, as he did to his disciples that night on the boat, "It is I, don't be afraid." And she imagined Jesus stepping into the boat that was her room in the nursing home. She focused on this story each evening, believing that Jesus was God's very presence coming to her in the darkness and in the storm that raged in her mind. And the waves of anxiety that she experienced began to calm. This scripture lesson, and repeating the words over and over, "Jesus is in the boat with me," helped her find peace. You remember how the gospel lesson for today ends, right? When Jesus and Peter get into the boat, the wind becomes still, and the disciples worship him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." It was a vast sea and a small boat, but Jesus was with them both in and out of the boat. So maybe there are times to step out of the boat, knowing that Peter found Jesus there. But I think maybe there are times to stay in the boat with each other, knowing that Jesus is in the boat with us. Will you pray with me, please? Lord Jesus, when the sea is vast and our boat feels small, help us to trust that you are near. Give us courage when you call us to step out, and faithfulness when you call us to stay together. In your name we pray. Amen. I invite you to join me in affirming our faith as we recite the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us show our thanks to God as we offer up our tithes and our offerings. If you do choose to support the church financially, we thank you for your generosity. And whether you're in person or online, there's also an opportunity for electronic giving if you choose to do that. And again, we thank you for your generous support. Go now in peace, knowing that Christ goes with you in calm and in storm, in the boat and out of it. And may the blessing of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's service. Mooresville United Methodist Church has services at 10 a.m. every Sunday. You can participate along with us either in person or online via our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/mooresvilleumc. If you'd like to support Mooresville United Methodist Church financially, there are a variety of ways. You can give in person, online at www.easytithe/mooresvilleumc, or by texting DONATE to 540-300-1616. Sermons can also be seen via the church website at www.mooresvilleumc.org. Audio versions of past sermons get uploaded to the church website regularly. If none of these options work for you, you can listen to the sermons on the radio on 97.9 FM in the church parking lot. In unprecedented times like these, we pray for your safety and we remind you that the road you travel always leads you home. Have a blessed day.